This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. At least I think I am. So I'd like to welcome you back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-553. I love this. I love the fighting back. Trump has told Barr, go for it. Just do what you need to do to figure out what's going on here. Right? He's tired. Tired of all the garbage coming down. Tired of all, you know, I told you right now what it looks like. It looks like the Dems are shotgunning everywhere to do what they can do to get, you know, just to cast a shadow, a doubt, anything all over the Republicans, all over Trump. It's going to blow up on them. Right? Here, date and time, mark it, do what you got to do. It's going to blow up on them. So, John Durham, he's a U.S. attorney for the District of Connecticut, okay? He came out with an op-ed, and he said, if I were a Democrat, I'd be afraid. I would be very afraid. So, he wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and it was titled, John Durham's Ukrainian Leads. The subtitle is, What the Prosecutor Has Found May Be Quite Different from What the Democrats Are Looking For. Which is what? It seems to be the common theme for the last 3 years. Every time the Dems say, we found out this, and they go do their investigation, when it's done or almost done, they find out not only are they more in trouble than the president, but it's not what they thought it was. And it's making them look bad. So before they even get the final results in, they move on to something else. Mukasey begins by saying, Americans often boast that we are a nation of laws, but for the moment, laws appear to play a decidedly secondary role in the drama that we're living and hopefully living through. He's right. The Democrats aren't playing by the laws. They don't really care about the laws. They only care about what makes them happy, what they believe to be justice. See, if they don't like it, if they don't like a law, they don't like the way something's going down, they just do what they want to do and think that that's okay. Much media and political effort has gone into sometimes close and often willful parsing of President Trump's July 25th conversation with President Zelensky. Ironic, though, when you consider Mr. Trump's well-known linguistic promiscuity, not to mention the celebrated whistleblower complaint, which contains no first-hand information. I repeat that. This is like a friend of a friend of a friend heard from a friend of a second sister's third cousin as to what went down. And they're okay with this, except when it comes back to bite them later on. Remember this whole thing with the judges, right? When Harry Reid changed it to a simple majority when it came to the judges to confirm, I mean, what do we keep saying? We kept saying, hey, it's going to come back to bite you. If you can change the process because you don't like it, you don't like the way it's going down, then we'll do the same thing someday. And that's exactly what happened. So here's a guy that can say, no one has no one ever saw anything happen. In a court of law, this would not work. See, what should have happened was, if the whistleblower said, these guys said this was going down, it's bad. They're afraid to say anything. They're not going to say anything. Somebody should have investigated it. And once they were done and truly investigating the situation, Then it should have gone to the DOJ for either prosecution or flushing. One of the two. Justice Department statement makes explicit that the president never spoke with Attorney General Bill Barr about having Ukraine investigation or anything related to the former Vice President Biden or his son, or even asked him to contact Ukraine. They don't care. You know, they're not going to let facts get in the way. We already know that, right? Come on. As I've said to many of you, this is really, truly nothing new, right? Is anybody really surprised by the way this is going down and what's being said, what's being discussed? It also contains the following morsel of information, right? This is part of the memo. It says the Department of Justice team led by U.S. Attorney John Durham is separately exploring the extent to which a number of countries, including Ukraine, played a role in the counterintelligence investigation directed at Trump and his campaign during the 2016 election. So if you want to, Democrats, you want to keep rehashing, relitigating, relooking at the 2016 election, so be it. Let's do it your way, but we'll do it every way. We're not going to just look at Trump and what his team may have done. We're going to look at you and what your team may have done. We're going to look at the Obama administration's Department of Justice and what they did do and how they played this out. Now, the Attorney General has yet to contact Ukraine in connection with this investigation. Certain Ukrainians who are not members of the government have volunteered information to Mr. Durham. This is bad, right? This could be really bad. The number of countries, including the UK, Italy, and Italy was just visited by Bill Barr. Right, the definitive answer to the obvious question, what's this all about? All these questions have answers. All these questions have a reason for being brought up. Mr. Durham and his colleagues are looking into this. They look at, when you start reading some of these memos, when you start looking into the way the investigation went down, how it ended, the information that it came up with and why nobody went down that road to check out a certain thing that they heard about, you have to sit back and say, wait a minute, only items that could somehow get Donald Trump at the time in trouble were the only ones that were investigated. Why none of the ones on the side that would benefit the Democrats? Why weren't any of those investigated? Now, I can tell you why I think. I'll let you figure it out on your own. Is there a recession coming? Can your business, right, no matter how big or small, can you survive that recession? Well, my next guest, Sean Tully, is going to tell us how he can help you fix that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Oh, come on.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's
gonna... Get some energy burned up. I'll let you dance around the desk one more time. I know you guys love the music. I do, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I just appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know there's a dozen, well, maybe not as good as this one, but there's at least another dozen shows out there you could want to listen to tonight. There's about 3,000 other stations you could listen to. You've chosen this one, and I honestly do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And the emails and the text messages, keep them up. I can't get to them all. Seriously, I can't get them all. It doesn't mean I'm ignoring you, and I do appreciate them, and I do read them eventually. Really, honestly, I do get to them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, I met this person electronically. I'll put it. We never meet in person. Nobody ever meets in person anymore. Everybody meets online, via email, by text message. It's really kind of funny, actually, if you think about it. But I've learned a lot about this guy in a very short period of time. And one of the things I learned about him today, Not only is he just an Amazon number one best-selling author, okay? He's got millions of viewers on YouTube. I had a lot of viewers on YouTube once. Then YouTube decided they didn't need me anymore. I don't know what was that all about. Anyhow, but he's talking about that R word. He's using that nasty R word, that a recession is going to eventually come. And it isn't going to become because of political reasons, and I've been telling you guys that for a long time. This is not a Dem or Republican thing. These are cycles that we go through, and you have to be ready for them. You can't wait for them to hit to go, oh, my God, what do I do now? You've got to be prepared for these kind of things. So Josh Tolley joins me, and Josh, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Mr. Messina, it is a pleasure being with you tonight, sir.
Well, and thank you for taking the time. I know it's kind of late where you're at, you know, but hey, you sound like you're ready to go, and that's really cool. So listen, first let's talk about the recession, all right? There are people already gearing up, getting ready to blame the current president for the quote-unquote coming recession. That's not how it works, though, right?
No, it's interesting. When we see the electoral cycle come through again, obviously people are going to be talking about recessions, and it's always the opposite political side that seems to bring it up. If a Democrat's in the White House, Republicans are screaming recession. If a Republican's in the White House, Democrats are screaming recession. But from a business perspective, we need to realize that these things, like you said, are cyclical, and we do need to prepare for them, because eventually, whether it's 2 minutes from now, like some of the Democrats want you to think it is, or it's 2 years from now, is going to happen.
You know, years ago, back in 08, 09, when that last major economic mountain hit everybody, it was really interesting. I had, at the time, I had a technology company, and a lot of my clients, I could see it coming in my little business. I could see it coming because they weren't spending, they weren't making the capital expenditures that they wanted, that they had made in the past. They were talking about keeping things together with duct tape because they were seeing something coming down the road. But what I noticed about a lot of these companies that I do business with, it forced them to sit down and look at where they were spending money, because the cash flow wasn't there like it was. And it actually forced them to tighten their belt, become more efficient, and when they came out of it, they came out of it stronger and making more money. That's what companies should be looking at if they think they see recession coming down the road, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Recessions are always great opportunities to make wealth if you have the right plan in place and you're a solid company. I always tell people that even though a recession can be a bad thing, there's a certain level of excitement in it too, because that's when other people who weren't doing their jobs correctly put everything up on a fire sale, and you can get property and opportunities and equipment at rates that you couldn't see during a good economy. A good economy is actually really hard to build a business in because everything is so expensive. And a bad economy is a great opportunity to create wealth, especially if you haven't started a business yet and you're thinking about doing so.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because back then when I saw things hitting the fan, I was becoming an eBay expert at the time, because I knew what my clients needed. I knew what some of the people were looking for. You knew the deals you could make online, or even the deals you could make with some of the clients you had that wanted to thin some things out. So you're right. I mean, if you're paying attention and you're awake, you can really do some really good things when you see this coming down the road. So what are some of the smart moves for business owners and entrepreneurs right now? What should they be looking at? Because a lot of these guys, a lot of small businesses, they fell into their businesses.
Yeah. My heart and passion is really the small businesses. You know, the big businesses are great. They dominate the headlines. But it's the mom and pops, the people who employ over 60% of this country, that really pull at my heartstrings. And you're right, a lot of them just fall into it. It's something they knew or liked. So one of the first things I tell them is you have to protect your liquid. Too many entrepreneurs are using the traditional employment-based sort of banking system. You get paid, you put it in the bank, you take it out, and you buy whatever you need. Well, most entrepreneurs don't realize that as a business, you don't have to do things that way. You can actually use the same sort of systems that big businesses use, where you take those funds, place it into an asset, borrow against that asset in a liquid form, and protect that money. And you can actually insure future capital and future wealth. That's number one. I would say 8 out of 10 businesses are leaving $500,000 on the table because of that.
Wow.
And then the next thing is start to prepare that supply chain influence. I remember, too, when that last economic crash hit us in 08, you had great solid companies that went under, not mm-hmm. because they were poorly ran, but because of whoever was upstream from them was poorly ran. So let's say you're a builder and your supplier goes out of business. Well, that's bad for you. So don't just live in a cocoon. Start influencing what's going on upstream. You know, view it as an opportunity to maybe diversify and buy into your supplier or find multiple suppliers now while they're still there or secure long-term contracts on price freezes so you don't have to pay more later. But most small businesses, they don't think about that supply chain influence. And the same is true downstream, too. If your customers are businesses that have customers, well, if they go out of business, you go out of business.
Yeah.
So start preparing them. Start having these conversations. Start getting long-term purchase agreements. Start helping them build their client base. And it's amazing how much improvement you can actually make by helping your suppliers and your customers get ready for this as well.
You know, it's funny when you're saying that, because when I talk to people about how much damage is done when you close down a manufacturing plant, if you would, everybody says, you know, there's 300 workers there that lose their jobs. And I say, you know something? That's short-sighted. You've got 300 workers there that lose their job, but then you've got 20 groundskeepers that works for Joe's, outside your gardening service. And then what about the guy in town that owns the mechanic shop, and he's actually servicing the cars of a third of the... You guys have to see the bigger picture when something like that happens. So to your point, there's so much more affected than just the five people working in the accounting department. Hey, got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. We got a lot more with Josh Tully after this. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department's Inspector General has called an urgent meeting behind closed doors on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to brief key lawmakers about documents related to Ukraine. The IG operates mostly independent of the State Department and investigates abuse and mismanagement. It doesn't need approval from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to approach Congress with information. Meanwhile, five current and former staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Secretary Mike Pompeo said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. He also accused House Democrats of seeking to intimidate State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You are some messed up white people.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Hey. Can we still say chicky today? Hey, Frankie, can we still say chicky? Is that okay? I mean, I'm worried that the PC police are going to call us. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. I really, really, really do appreciate your time with us. This is the second story tonight. You know, we're doing a lot of stories on small businesses, on how to grow your small business. Forget growing it for a second. How about making it solid, making sure you're building it on a solid foundation? Because that's a big deal as well. I got Josh Tolley on the line with me. He's the chairman and CEO of Cabin of Rum, Shift Capital, and Purple Monkey Garage. I got to tell you something. You've got to tell me, what is a Purple Monkey Garage? You have a mind like
well,
me,
you know,
all over the place. So go ahead.
We love small businesses. I've been doing this for 23 years, and whenever I was building a company, I couldn't find the people who I needed.
Yeah.
You know, you have these massive consulting firms, the Bain & Co's, McKenzie & Co, Boston Consulting. That's great, but they're going to charge you like six figures a month, and it's just going to be a lot of data dumping. And then on the other side, you have the what I call the Insta experts, the YouTube guys with the rented Ferraris, the, you know, buy my course now sort of people.
Right.
And I wanted to create something where just like if you had a car that had a squeaky wheel, you could take it to a garage and say, hey, can you fix this? Or if your back hurts, you go to the doctor, hey, can you fix this? I wanted to create the first place people could take a business and say, look, I don't want you to motivate me. I don't want the rah-rah. But
right.
I do know I need an extra expert set of hands. Can you help me? And that's what we did with Purple Monkey Garage. And the purple monkey part, that comes from I was a victim of an attempted murder. And the guy was going to kill me and just kind of crazy. And I didn't know what to say or do to kind of buy time. So I just yelled at him, purple monkeys eat blue bananas. And that kind of just became so popular in our cultural folklore at the company that I would get purple monkey birthday cakes, and I have about 20 purple monkeys as gifts. So when we kind of branded everything, we just said, hey, you know what, let's go to Purple Monkey Garage. People get what a garage is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still stunned here. How did you even come up with that?
I have no clue, man. All I know is the person who wins a fight is never the strongest, fastest, or, you know, most skilled.
Yeah.
The person who wins is the one who controls time and distance.
Oh.
And we just use speed, strength, and skill to do that. So I knew I needed to control time. And he got this, like, half-second deer in the headlight look. And that half of a second was enough for me to take him out.
Wow. God, you know, hey, so you just touched on something a second ago. You know, when it comes to marketing and this kind of stuff, you know, mom and pop organizations, they know what the product is. They know what they want to do with the product. They're experts probably with their product. But getting it to market, getting it out, that's a whole different animal. Right? I mean, getting it facilitated so that it's shipped out and all that. Just, and you see all these services that pop up. And to your point, you don't have to get a six-figure consulting firm to help you, do you?
No. We actually designed it so it's priced at the same price as one $15 an hour employee. But it offers them those other support services that they need. You know, and most small businesses don't even know the difference between marketing and advertising.
No.
For goodness sakes, most large companies don't. I was in a large company that shall remain nameless, and they took me to their marketing department, and I said, what are you doing to market? And they said, well, we have a great social media department. I said, well, that's advertising. That's not marketing. What are you doing to market? And they looked at me like I just shot their dog. And they said, well, we thought that was marketing. Well, we have an ad campaign coming out in a magazine. I said, again, that's advertising, not marketing. What are you doing to market? And most people don't even know what marketing is. They think it's advertising, and then they wonder, as small businesses, why they're never getting an ROI, not realizing that advertising is not supposed to produce an ROI. Marketing is, but that's, we could talk about that forever.
Yeah. No, you're so right about that stuff, though. I always got a kick out of people. If sales and marketing were the same thing, then they wouldn't have to call it sales and marketing. It would just be the advertising department, right? I mean, save some letters and
exactly
save some paint. Really simple. But again, it goes back to the mom and pop outlets that they really don't understand what they have. They don't understand what they understand their product. They just don't understand how to get other people involved and engaged. And, you know, and you probably already know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But when it comes to recession, when it comes to people tightening their belts, some of the biggest companies have grown or come out of recession. You know, IHOP, Howard Johnson, some of these companies that help serve families that don't have big incomes have come out of recession times. So it's not the end of the world, is it?
Oh, no. It's the beginning. And we were kind of talking about this during the break. I get asked all the time, especially with the media buzz about recession, you know, should you really start a business now? Absolutely. The last thing you want to be going into a recession is an employee because you have zero control.
Yep.
If you at least are the captain of your own rowboat, you got a fighting chance. And that's, you know, but it goes back to what you were talking about. You have these mom and pops who are great at whatever product or service they're doing, but they don't have the other 27 business skills that you need.
Right.
And the other thing that hampers that is pride. So many of these small businesses, I mean, we know the stats, 8 out of 10 businesses are failing. 6 out of 10 need a different source of income to keep the business open.
Yep.
But if you ask most small business owners how business is going, they're going to lie to your face and say it's going great. And that, to me, is the biggest obstacle in business. You know, you go do these, like, speaking events, and I hear everybody say, oh, business is great. I'm like, man, I found the unicorn. Everybody here is doing awesome. But it's statistically not the case. We just have to get over that pride and say, you know what, help me.
Well, yeah, and that's it. When you call somebody in for the help, you know, look, I was smart enough to know what I didn't know. So, I mean, which is, I think, is a big hurdle. So when I called in the marketing people, when I called in other people to help me out, at one point in my life, it was easy to say, hey, I don't even know what you're talking about. Show me how that plays out. And I think that's the fear. When, you know, you and I were talking during the break, I had come up with something that worked. I just didn't know how to sell it at first. I didn't really know how to get it out there. And I think that that's where mom-and-pop organizations or mom-and-pop companies, if they would just sit back and trust. And I think that's hard, too, because what do mom-and-pops have in their business? Everything. It's all their, it's their house. It's their livelihood. It's every asset they have is in that business. You've got to build a heck of a trust just to hand it over to somebody, don't you?
Well, you do, and what's odd about that, at the same time, you're expecting the customer base to trust you. It's this weird paradox that we live in now. Most people do not want to be salespeople, and most people don't want to be sold to. So what is really happening in the exchange that keeps us all moving forward, nobody wants to be in. You know, I find it just as funny when people put no soliciting signs in their business window. Why would you keep somebody out? Let them come in and pitch, for goodness sake. The worst case scenario, you find a great salesperson. But I have time after time done this with retail locations where we'll take off the no soliciting sign and we'll get people come in and they'll try to pitch you, which is rare today anyway, but turn them into customers.
Yeah.
I mean, we are so skeptical and cynical these days that we don't want help. We don't want, you know, don't trust anybody. But at the same time, we're expecting customers to want us and trust us. And then we're wondering why we're failing.
All right. So you had touched on the funds and assets and that kind of stuff. And I've always talked to people, you have two schools of thought in business. One is you save up the money and you buy the machine that you need. And, you know, being in the computer world for years, I go, no, you need that equipment now to make the money you need to make. So you need to decide what your cash flow is like and bring in that equipment now. Put the money in those, in that asset to help you make more money. Is that wrong thinking?
Well, it depends. It depends on where you are in the business growth phase and what your exit plan is, which is, I'm really glad you brought this up. Most businesses don't have the right exit plan.
That's true.
If you board an airplane, what's the first thing they show you? How to get off the thing. When you go to a movie theater, what do they show you before the movie starts? The exits. The first day of kindergarten, get your fire buddy and let's do a fire drill and get out of here. But most small business owners get into a business not realizing what the end goal actually is. So without knowing that, that totally changes the decision of should you invest the money in machinery or should you save it? Because if you're going for, like, what's popular today, you know, a second series of funding or something, well, then maybe investing in the equipment's smart. But if you're looking at how do I save the money now so I can buy my competitor during the recession, well, then maybe buying the equipment's not smart. And this is why there actually has to be a strategy to business as opposed to just hang a shingle, smile, and hope this thing works.
No kidding. You know, it's really interesting, again, when you work through this stuff and you think about, to your point about the money, right, to your point about, you know, how do you lay this out and think about it. When I sold my business, you know, there was no exit plan. Somebody showed up one day and said, hey, I'd like to be able to do this, or I'd like to buy your business. It was just, I had never thought about getting out. I figured I'd die in that desk. Anyway, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We got a lot going on. We got a lot to cover still. And not a whole bunch of time. But you know what? I think 3 hours of this is enough. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, unless somebody else wants to do this. 3 hours is a lot of time to spend doing this, talking to yourself every night. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Josh Tolley is on the line with me. You know, he's a 3-time Amazon number one best-selling author. He's sought after as a guest speaker, the CEO of multiple successful companies. Josh, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Really appreciate your time. Having a lot of fun, too, with the topic as well.
Oh, it's a blast. It's a blast. Anytime we can promote entrepreneurship, I'm all about it.
You know what? And people are so afraid of it. But you made a comment before. It's so true. I mean, 70% of this country runs on small businesses, mom-and-pop organizations,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. I don't know why that doesn't excite people, because that means there's room for you too, doesn't it?
Well, it's because we stopped teaching it as a career choice. On my desk, I have a textbook from 1929. It's a seventh grade math book. And the first chapter of that textbook is starting your business. Not kidding. And then other chapters are scheduling your buying, setting up shipping.
Well, until 1929, we taught kids, unless you're an idiot, you're going to leave school and go start a business. Now it's the exact opposite, where seventh grade math books are repetition, 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 and we teach kids go to school, go to college, get a job, and then we wonder why most of them don't want to be in business because they've been taught the opposite. And I was checking into a hotel, and this guy said, hey, you're that guy I saw on TV talking about entrepreneurship. I said, yeah. He said, oh, I can never do that. It's risky. 8 out of 10 businesses fail. I said, that's absolutely true, but according to the banks, 98% of employment fails. You have a 98% chance of being dead or broke by your 65th birthday if you're employed. That means I'm already 18 points ahead of you. Good luck.
Oh, God, I'm not going to drive because teenagers get more accidents than others. I'm not going to, you know, I mean, go down the whole list of stuff. You didn't get out of bed no more. You know,
right.
People die in bus crashes. I can't take the bus to work. What are you, crazy? I mean, sir, oh, God bless. Save us all. Oh, I'm sorry. Where was I? I lost my mind there.
We were talking about the recession and how to get ready for it.
I don't know how we got this. No, this is what I do all the time. I get so far away from the topic. But no, really, seriously, even with the recession coming in, people shouldn't be afraid of the R word. It opens up all kinds of opportunities. Now, you've got a little catchphrase. You got to help me with this. You say if you can't help somebody's business, if you can't help them become successful, you'll buy it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I wanted to take away people's excuses. You know, like other sort of coaches or consultants, and I'm using air quotes for radio listeners, I'm not that. I'm somebody who's started and ran many successful companies, but I love entrepreneurship. And I wanted to help small businesses. So we put together this package through Purple Monkey Garage called Core 5. And we will fix your business, and fix could mean a lot of things. Doesn't mean necessarily your business is even broken, but we will help your business. And if we can't achieve that, we'll buy it up to $5 million. And so far, we haven't had to buy any. So we're pretty good at what we do. I just wanted to take away the excuses and the stigmas from the small business owners out there who know they need help. I mean, how many of these small business mom and pops are going to bed thinking, oh, man, if I could just get over that next hump, if I could just break through the ceiling, knowing that they have something,
right.
They just don't have the expert hands to get it done. And we created that. That's what Purple Monkey is all about, and Purple Monkey Garage. And, yeah, we put together this program. If we can't fix your business, we'll buy it.
You know, it's funny. I have this conversation with my son from time to time, and he has become an entrepreneur in the last year. And there are things that I'll nonchalantly say to him because, you know, being in business, you know, you've done certain things. And he'll look at me and go,
yeah.
I'm not you. I say, no, actually, you're younger, smarter, and healthier than I am. You know, don't be afraid of this stuff. Because, again, there are guys like you out there that are there to help. There are others out there that have been successful that are there to help. I mean, look, if Lady Di, what was it, Lady Di Cookies, whatever it was, if you could become a multimillionaire selling cookies, give me a break. You should be able to do
anything,
right?
Yes, it is mostly pride. It really is mostly pride because pride comes before the fall. And what I don't get, right, before you learn how to drive, you take driver's ed. Before you perform on stage as a pianist, you go take lessons. But being an entrepreneur is the only thing that I keep running into people where they have no training, no expertise other than whatever the product or service is, and they just throw their hands up like, nope, I'm good. I got it. I can do it myself. Really? The thing that you're counting on as the bread and butter for your family is the thing you're just going to risk because you know how to make a good widget? That makes no sense. Michael Jordan has assistants and coaches. Arnold Schwarzenegger has assistants and coaches. And what's really nuts, and this is what blows my mind, the big companies know this. Companies like Google that do billions of dollars a month hire people like me at a dozen at a time.
Right.
And it's the mom and pops who are like, nope, I know what I'm doing. Really? The person making $1 billion a month says they need help. You're sitting there making less than $500,000 a year going, nope, I got it.
Well, you know what it is? Some people will say, like, you talk about the Michael Jordans of the world. Well, of course they can't fail. They make millions. Really? I know millionaires that went broke. Totally broke.
Oh, yeah.
In the back of their Volkswagen. So that's not it. They were smart enough, all right, to go get the help that they needed to get. They didn't want to get back to where they came from. And they knew that they needed help. They knew how to shoot hoops. They didn't know how to open businesses. And that's why they go looking for help. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's actually a brilliant point. There was a study that was done that said the number one fear of most millionaires is not really knowing how they made it. So if they lost it, they don't know if they could do it again. Wow. And that to me is scary because that means you're not really making it on business skills. You just kind of lucked out and hit a home run accidentally. So now what? And we kind of help that too. That whole, well, it goes back to that exit planning that we were talking about.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. Again, it's people, I don't have the business. You know, we're so beat up on going to college. I ran on for school board, and I actually won here in California. And I ran on career tech education. You know, I said, really, anybody can line up, anybody can run up all kinds of bills going to college. Anybody can do all that. But seriously, you need to know how to swing your hammer. You need to understand how things work. And as my dad said, which is so true, is learn to be an electrician or a plumber, and you'll never, ever, ever be out of work. And he was so right. Because, you know, working with your hands, right? I mean, career tech.
And meanwhile, you look at these college degrees, and 73% of them are never used.
No. And you're laden with debt. And I'm not making fun of people laden with debt, but you are laden with debt. It is. It is amazing. It is sad, too. In a lot of ways, it's very sad.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to tell your kids. It's okay. You know, again, you talk about auto mechanics today. This is not the grease monkey of the 50s. You don't have to worry about cleaning under your nails so much because everything's done by computer. You just need to know how to read the computer and do the work that needs to be done. I wish people would understand that.
And let your kids grow up to be entrepreneurs. Kids are born entrepreneurs. Yeah. We're the ones that beat it out of them and tell them, you know, take an aptitude test and get a job.
Well, you know what it is? Kids aren't born with fear, if you would, you know? We teach them how to be afraid. What if you don't make enough money? Why would you? Listen, I won't tell you. One of my relatives kept saying to me, why do you want to start a business for yourself? Okay, what if it doesn't go anywhere? Then you lose everything. And they would go through all this stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be more to life than that. And then they would say something like, go to work for AT&T. You'll have a job for life. Really? I know plenty of people that were let go by AT&T over the years. So,
And to me, that's losing everything. Because, I mean, just my own personal testimony, entrepreneurship has given me more time with my family and the things that are important, not less.
Yep. Well, listen. How do people get more information about you? How do they find out? You got somebody scratching their head right now going, gee, I'd love to go into business for myself, but tell them how to get more information.
Yeah, they can just go to purplemonkeygarage.com, all one word, Purple Monkey Garage. You're not going to forget it. And we have products and services for everybody. So, you know, courses if you've never started a business, the Core 5 program if you're, you know, a small mom and pop, and even enterprise solutions if you're running a big company. Purple Monkey Garage.
No, I love this stuff. And the fact that you're willing to say, look, you've got a recession coming. It's part of the cycle. It shouldn't stop you from either starting or growing your business. And that, you know, from what we've taught since we were knee-high to a bullfrog, that doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, think about it. So, anyhow, hey, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate your time. And actually, you do a show as well. When can people catch your show and where can they find it?
9 to 11, just Google Josh Tully. I mean, they can find it on iHeart or TuneIn or Stitcher or whatever.
The place,
just Google it. Yeah.
I would say, guys like you and I are like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. You can find us anywhere. Anyhow, Josh, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time. I'm really good.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down because you're going to need it for future use. Really. Seriously, look, hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And, you know, give me your email address. I'm only going to let you know who's going to be show, what we're going to be talking about. Really, get involved, get engaged. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here tomorrow.